was going to go first day in pads yesterday?
First day, you know, guys just moving around. We got a chance to see what guys really made of. You know, once you run around with just shirts and pants, you know, you really can't tell how hard a guy is, how tough he is, how physical he is. So it was good to see our defense move around, hit people, show the physicality, and, you know, it was just an overall good practice. You know, we got things to work on, you know, but it's first day. So
what were you thinking when the siren was going on?
As a defensive player, when you hear the sirens, you get an extra pump, you know, because, you know, it's a live period. You know, you finally get to tackle, and that's what we need to work on as a whole, is just tackling, getting guys on the ground. Like I said, seeing who's physical and just getting after it. So when you hear sirens, you know, it's ready to step it up a notch.
Chris, what have you seen from DeMario Davis, and what do you think it's going to be like having him next to you inside?
DeMario Davis, man, he's a leader, you know, and he takes football very seriously. You know, he get the guys together and make sure we all on the same page, make sure we all doing our job, holding each other accountable. So, you know, with DeMario being in the middle, you know, he's taking full leadership of the defense, and that's something that we need with our middle linebacker. And, you know, he's done a great job since he's been here. He grasps the playbook fast, and, you know, he's just helping some of the younger guys, and I'm still learning from him as well. So he's doing a tremendous job while he's here, and, you know, now we just got to see how we're going to go out through camp and go into the season.
How long did it kind of take him to, you know, he came in here with that mantle of being a leadership guy, mm-hmm. but how long did it kind of take him once he got here to kind of grab that and go with it?
It didn't take him long at all, because that's his personality. You know, everybody's not called to be a leader. Everybody can't be a leader, but he's one of those guys where, you know, he's just born with it. You know, that's just how he move. That's how he act. And that's on and off the field. So, you know, it was very easy for him to make that transition from coming from New York to here and just getting around a bunch of guys that he didn't know. And we just drew to him real quick. So, you know, like I said, it's his personality, and he's doing a good job.
You called Ray Horton a mad scientist the other day. Did you see him using you in different ways than you've been used the past couple of years?
You know, Ray, like you said, you know, he's a mad scientist. He's smart. He knows what he's doing. And as you can look down the history of him being a defense coordinator with his defenses, they've been in the top 10 defense with him being in charge. So I can see him using me in whatever way he need me to do. So right now I'm grasping the playbook to a T, and, you know, just running around in camp, just trying to figure out where I'm going to be my strong point at, and we'll see where it takes me.
Chris, the D-line coach yesterday, Nunn, said that Danny Shelton could change the way we play defense.
Mm-hmm.
He does what we want him to be. He plays right in front of you, so can you expound on what that would do?
You know, Danny, ever since he came in as a rookie, you know, his energy and, you know, what he brings to the field is ridiculous. And he's a bigger guy, so he can clog up the middle, but at the same time, you know, he's fast on his feet. So when you have a guy with both those attributes, like, it's crazy. So, you know, he's a character too as well. So he always get everybody hyped. And I'm just looking forward to see his year two.
Shouldn't that clear up you to be free a little bit more if
he's
doing that?
Oh, yeah. Whenever you got a big guy like that can take two, you know, before the game, I tell him, you know what, you keep taking two, I'll take you out to dinner. You know, that's one of those things that you
heavy price.
Yeah, yeah. That's one of those things that you really love in a defensive lineman, is a guy that can move and take two at the same time. So Danny's doing a good job, and he's starting off his year two right.
Every year we ask about the run defense and mm-hmm. making it a priority to stop the run. What have you seen from Ray's defensive scheme that will maybe make that for you as players a little, like, I don't want to say easier because it's not easy, but, you know, make it somewhat easier for you guys to actually accomplish it on the field?
Well, the thing with Ray, you know, he holds every one of us accountable. So once we have our gap responsibility, once we have where we're supposed to be at on the field, you start wanting to do your job so you don't let your other teammates down. So, like, once you have, like, a gap responsibility, you know that's your gap. So, you know, if I'm not in this gap, I'm letting the next man to me down. So that's something that Ray really stresses, accountability in one another. So with his way of coaching defense and with his way of play calling, I think we'll be very sound in the run defense. So right now we're still freshening up things and fixing things that we need to fix. And, you know, like I said, this we're about to go to day two of pads. So we just continue to work, and we'll see where it takes us.
You're still running the 34. Is there a drastic difference between what Ray is going to ask you guys to do overall, schematically, defensively, or is it just pretty much similar to what you did last year and maybe just a few tweaks?
I mean, once you've been playing in a defense for so long, since college ball, defense is kind of similar. It's just little tweaks here and there. People coach a little different, so they got the different terminologies or things like that. But it's all pretty much the same. It's just, you know, you add your 2 cents into it. So it's nothing that's too drastic or too difficult to switch from last year to this year.
Chris, with Desmond Bryan out, Xavier Cooper's getting a chance mm-hmm. to step up and fill in. Where's your level of confidence in him doing that, and what do you think of him as a player?
Well, first off, losing Dez Bryant, that's one of our leaders, so you never want to see a leader go down, and especially a guy with his leadership skills and what he's done for us in the past. You know, it's definitely devastating to lose a guy like that. But Xavier, you know, he's been working his butt off, you know, and last year you seen sparks of him, you know, making plays, and, you know, this year he's into his playbook, you know, he's doing the extra work. And I have all the faith in the world with Cooper. You know, he's a type of guy that he wants to get better. He wants to work. He want to help the team. He want to make plays. You can just tell that he's hungry. So I have no doubt in my mind that he'll get the job done. And even other players that has to step up in roles, no doubt in my mind that we all working together and we all just trying to win ball games. So I have all the faith in the world in him.